Today, President Clinton gave the Food and Drug Administration authority to regulate cigarettes and other tobacco products as drug delivery devices. This change in government policy would place new restrictions on how tobacco companies advertise and promote their products in magazines, billboards, and stores. Most of the measures become effective in 1 year, but first they do face legal challenges. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
For the past several years, the Food and Drug Administration has been building a case that cigarettes are basically devices for delivering an addictive drug, nicotine. Last year, the FDA proposed sweeping regulations that are aimed at discouraging children from taking up the habit. And today, President Bill Clinton formally approved those regulations with only minor changes. In a ceremony in the White House Rose Garden, Mr. Clinton noted that tobacco is the leading preventable cause of death in this nation, and most smokers get hooked as teenagers.
This epidemic is no accident. Children are bombarded daily by massive marketing campaigns that play on their vulnerabilities, their insecurities, their longings to be something in the world. Joe Camel promises that smoking will make you cool. Virginia Slim's models whisper that smoking will help you stay thin. T-shirts and sports sponsorships sends the message that healthy and vigorous people smoke.
The president unveiled a series of regulations to stop that kind of image making. Tobacco billboards will be banned within 1,000 feet of schools and playgrounds, and they must be text-only black and white everywhere else. Cigarette vending machines will only be allowed in bars and other businesses that are off-limits to people under 18. Brand names and logos will no longer be allowed on sporting events, race cars, and promotional products such as T-shirts and gym bags. And Mr. Clinton said magazines aimed at youngsters will only be allowed to run black and white text-only ads for tobacco products.
With this historic action we are taking today, Joe Campbell and the Marlboro Man will be out of our children's reach forever.
Tobacco companies will also be told to advertise the dangers of their products to children, just as companies that make faulty medical devices are legally obliged to get out the word about the hazards. Tobacco control advocates had high praise for the White House action. Matthew Myers at the National Center for Tobacco-Free Kids was one.
For the first time in history, the federal government has put our nation's children over the health of the tobacco industry. This is the most historic and the most important public policy action taken to prevent children from smoking in the last 35 years.
But major legal challenges lie ahead. David Fischel, a spokesman for the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, said the industry is pressing a suit it filed last year in a federal court in North Carolina.
Our objection is the core issue, which is whether or not the FDA has jurisdiction. That issue has been addressed in the court several times. Congress has spoken on it. Even the FDA itself in the past has said, you know, they did not have, nor did they want, jurisdiction. So we certainly believe that is an issue that has to be settled judicially.
Companies fear this is simply the first step toward even more tobacco regulations. The advertising industry is also suing, saying that it stands to lose $1 billion in business if the regulations take effect. Dan Jaffe from the Association of National Advertisers says the regulations are unconstitutional because they amount to a complete ban on advertising.
A normal type of tobacco advertisement uses colors, illustrations, pictures, things that will catch your attention while you're looking at a magazine, when you're looking at an outdoor board, when you're looking at any kind of information in the media. But what the administration will do is say that you can have no colors, no illustrations, no pictures. So the ad is virtually obliterated and invisible, and no one's going to spend a dime on advertising that's not going to work. And so this is a very, very serious proposal that goes far beyond what the administration admits it's doing.
Administration officials say they fully expected these legal challenges and asked the Justice Department to review the regulations to assure their constitutionality. Judges will now have some time to ponder these issues, since most of the regulations aren't supposed to take effect until August of 1997. This is Richard Harris in Washington.